Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now forever.
If you wish, you can make me clean. These were the words we heard from the leper in today's gospel. This leper who knelt on the ground and begged Jesus for healing, to be made clean. And how did Jesus respond? He was moved with pity, stretched out his hand, touched the leper, and said to him, "I do will it, be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. This leper teaches us some very valuable lessons. What are they? And very briefly, he first teaches us the lesson, very fundamental, that we simply need to go to Jesus. We need to approach Jesus. Like the leper, we too are, we're lepers. We're spiritually infected with sin. And Jesus is the divine physician, the only physician who can heal us, you know, in the depths of our hearts and souls. And without Jesus, we'll never be healed. And to never be healed means to endure eternal death and misery. But to be healed by Jesus ultimately means eternal life, you know, salvation, perfect joy, unending happiness. So we need Jesus. We need to go to him for these remedies he wants to give to us. And this brings us to the next lesson. The leper teaches us that we must approach Jesus, go to him, but with humility. You know, he was kneeling on the ground, he begged him. And we too, we need to kneel down, as it were, spiritually, recognize our poor state, that we do need help, and recognize that Jesus can give us that help. It's like a sick man with his doctor. You know, we must be humble, you know, enough to show the doctor everything that ails us. Hide nothing, tell him everything. And this, you know, with Jesus, our divine physician, you know, we need to tell him everything, hide nothing from him, in order to receive full treatment from him, not a partial treatment, but to be healed of everything. So being humble. And then with humility is combined complete trust and confidence in Jesus. And this is another lesson. For towards the poor, the lowly, the sinful, the sick and suffering, Jesus was all mercy. As he said in the gospel, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners. One final lesson. When the leper said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Here we recognize the leper's, you know, faith in Jesus, his divine power, that Jesus did have that power to heal him and would do so if he wished it, if he willed it, that is, if it were in accord with his most perfect divine will. And Jesus, God, only wills what is good for us, ultimately in view of our definitive and eternal possession of the good, God himself in heaven. Everything that happens in life, you know, he permits to happen to us in life. You know, the providential, say, occurrences in life, everything, you know, is in view of this ultimate end, the possession of the good forever, you know, God himself in heaven. And sometimes God wills to heal a person physically in a miraculous way. And there are still those kinds of healings today. We hear about them here and there, you know, especially in the cases of people who have prayed to various saints, you know, or saints who have not been declared so yet, but are waiting for that next miracle, as it were, you know, approved by the church to be recognized as a saint in heaven. You know, they're happening. You know, and God permits this. He wills this, these kinds of healings at times for a given person, but sometimes not. Well, and why is that? You know, only God knows ultimately what's good for a person, what kind of healing is good for a person or not. So by all means, we should ask our Lord for physical healing, even miraculous healings for ourselves or for others, but in the end, leave it up to God to decide what is truly best. You know, abandon ourselves to his perfect will and say, not my will, but thine be done. Or as in the Our Father prayer, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But when it comes to spiritual and moral healing, you know, the forgiveness of sins, growth in grace, virtue, holiness, we know that God does wish, God does will that for us and for others always. The question is, do we wish it? Do we will it? Really and truly, our spiritual healing, our growth in grace and holiness, the complete forgiveness of sins, that freedom of the children of God. May you and I have the same dispositions of heart and soul that the leper had in today's gospel and approach Jesus as he did, with humility, complete trust and confidence, abandonment to his most perfect will. And let us do so, you know, especially whenever we approach Jesus in the most holy Eucharist, the most blessed sacrament and Holy Communion, which is the medicine par excellence, the medicine of our immortality. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Fructum ventris tuum.